So yesterday we discussed that we paskin like Shitas Abaye, that La'alter is mutter. And then the only question is, was Abaye permitting La'alter even Ochel, even Psolos Mitocha Ochel, or only Ochel Mitocha Psolos? The Rambam and Rabbi Rechananel and the Ramban say it's only Ochel Mitocha Psolos, and the Tosas Rid, and the Sefer HaMachria, and we saw in the Sefer HaShlama and the Sefer HaMa'oros, have the other Shita, that it's even psolos mitocha ochel. Then at the end of the shiur, we began to discuss what is la'alter. So we saw the rach. Let's still take a look in the rach again now. La'alter d'amar abaye, page 1 of the packet. La'alter d'amar abaye, kol zman sheyoshev al ha'shulchan v'ochel. As long as you're on, as long as the meal is continuing, then you could be borer for that meal. The Garcinon, which we learned, the Talmud Eretz Yisrael, that means the Yerushalmi. Talmud Eretz Yisrael is the Yerushalmi. Bir Ochlin Mitoch Ochlin, that if you borer Ochel from Ochel, and Chiski Omer Chayev Rav Yochanan Omer Potter, right, the famous Yerushalmi. Masnisa Pligal Chiski Omer Borer Ochel Borer Miniach Al Ashulchan. The Yerushalmi says that the Brice is against Chizkiah because the Brice says you can be Borer and Chizkiah says you can't be Borer. Ravin Barchia Omar Tipotuk Shahayu Orchim Ochlim Mishonim Mishonim. That's talking about that you're being Borer for the guests that are there. So you're being Borer for the rest of the meal. So that's okay. So, and the way it's assumed is even if the meal is going to take some time, but as long as you're sitting at the meal and you're boer for that meal, that's okay. That's okay. Now, yesterday we discussed and the Ravon on page 4 says this as well. One line. La'alter, that's one of the Rishonim, the Ravon, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Nosson. La'alter d'abayim first bishalmi kolzman sheyoshev al ha'shulchan v'ochel. A kolzman that you yoshev al ha'shulchan v'ochel, that's la'alter. V'ikir. That's the... Now, so that's, okay, during the meal. What about before the meal? So before the meal, we saw yesterday the Hagos Mordechai seemingly said that you have to do it right away. You have to be borer and then eat it. So if the whole borer process for the meal takes a half an hour, you have to do that before the meal, and dafka the half an hour right before the meal. And that's where we ended off yesterday. So today, we're going to begin with the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yerucham on page 5. Right? We've done many Rabbeinu Yeruchams in the course of the years, right? That's the Sefer, it's called Sefer Toldos Odom V'Chava. Rabbeinu Yerucham is one of the major Rishonim. And the Kabbalah is that you don't reprint the Svarim from Rabbeinu Yerucham. You leave it in the old print. Right? Right? That's the Kabbalah. But anyone who tried to play around with Rabbeinu Yerucham wasn't so good in the end. So you keep it in the old print. So he says like this. Tafilu biyad shamarnu demutter dafka la'alter. Klomar la'oso suda. How do you explain this, Rabosa? For what? For the next meal. So theoretically, once you finish Friday night, the Suda, you could do it for... Well, in other words, the mutter dafka la'alter klomer la'osu suda. For the next one. You can already borer then. But what about Friday night? We finish the meal 9 o'clock. Can you be borer for the 11:30 meal next morning? What? What? Eli Kol, this is going to be you, Eli Kol, the Rabbi Yerucham of the generation. Page 5. Yeah, what were you saying, Zalman? What does also Yom mean? What Yom, halachic Yom? You mean from day to night? Yeah? That's what you think? Yom is not halachic here? It means Yom, like what, like the non-Jewish day from morning to tonight? Again, afilu biyad shamanu demuta dafka la'akal koma la'oso suda. Avolabo biyom koloma shaboro miniach l'sarach suda acheres shaloso yom fa'atzma osa. You said yesterday, what did you say yesterday? Yeah, but that was yesterday. Maybe today you won't get attacked. Today's a new day. New hopes. You said even more, but let's in other words, one could read, tell me if that's Pshat in Rabbi Yerucham, that as long as you're finished with this Suda, you can be borrowed for the next Suda. You can't be borrowed for anything past that. Because once already you finish the meal, now your Balabasta's mind is, okay, now I got to get ready for the next meal. Right? So that's not for storage anymore. That's for next meal. Storage is when you want to do something for the future. You're storing for the future. But once you finish this meal, so now let's get ready for the next meal. Right? So, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, you tell me if that you think that's Pshat in Rabbeinu Yerucham. That lo sosuda means as long as it's for the next meal. So if you finish the morning meal at 2 o'clock, and Charles Shudah says, hey, 8 o'clock, you can already start being borer. Not like the Hagos Mordechai, right? Yesterday we saw the Hagos Mordechai that says it has to be right take it after. How, in other words, we're suggesting now, you tell me if you think this is the right shot in the Rabbeinu Yerucham or not. As for the next meal, if the next meal is going to be in 5 hours, so let it be. Yeah. In other words, you think from Friday night to Shabbos morning, you don't think it's good? That's not called Boba Yom. In other words, Boba Yom is not the halachic day, but it's like the colloquial day. Like Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. You know, Shabbos morning, Shabbos night. But Friday night is Friday night, so you can't do it for... Because Boba Yom is a colloquial Boba Yom. But Lachar, you're going to put it away also if it's a 6 hour.
I think like a catering company, you know, very often they have to prepare and drink a lot of stuff. You have to start 5-6 hours beforehand. They always start like 9 in the morning.
Right, so that's different because there, that's what you need. That's the amount of time it takes.
And they start way before the meal.
Right, so I have to start after the meal because. In your house, it only might take a half an hour, but a catering hall for 300 people might take 5 hours. So then, we're asking, in your house, where it only takes a half an hour, could you do that half an hour right after lunch at 2 o'clock for the Shalosh Shudas that's at 8 o'clock? Right, so what is Rabbeinu Yerucham saying?
Yeah,
as long as it's for the next meal.
Yeah.
You know, against the Hagos Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai said you have to do it mamish the last moment. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham says no, as long as it's for the next meal. Even if it's hours before. Yeah.
With the Rabbeinu Yerucham, what would we say on Yom Tov? Let's say it's fast ulcers. I mean, it's not fast, but it's fast lunch. Of the second day after comes the next thing. Can we do border throughout? This one's actually halachic day. The second day of Yom Tov. If we finished Suda Sheni or whatever it is on Yom Tov, the Suda of the day, right? And you need to prepare for the night, however it is for the next night, which is Yom Tov Sheni, the night of Yom Tov Sheni. Right, for the meal at night. Can you do Borer during this day, which is clearly a different day for the next day?
No, that's another shayla of Hachana from...
From Hachana, but okay.
Look, you can't prepare on Shabbos for Malav Malka, not on Hilchas Borer, Hilchas Hachana.
I'm saying Hilchas Yantif, not Shabbos.
Yeah, okay, but then you're getting into a different... Let's stick to this discussion first. Okay? Ben Goldstein, I'm out.
I think differently than you, and I think that what he's saying, also Yom, that it does mean, you know, the all halachic days. So meaning from Friday night till Shabbos day is still one day.
Still one day.
Yeah, I look at it as a halachic day, not as much as a full day.
You think he's looking at it in two secular terms?
Yeah. Colored shirt. Too more Darnish for me.
Yeah. And Jake's shoulder, where is he holding now?
The
secular term. Like the Boba Yom just means...
He's not Pashas anyway. This is a Pashasable option.
Okay, we'll see. We have a... Well, what's the idea? The idea is that it shouldn't be looking like you're doing it la'otzer. You're doing it for storage. So one could say, as long as it's for the next meal, so that's not for storage. So what does he say? Well, by Yom, he says it's... Right, you prepare for the next meal. Or do we say even after you finish the Friday night meal, you can already prepare? No one, in other words, people usually don't do that. I mean, well, it could be like also a question of setting the table. You know, if you have different, maybe a silverware shiloh or something that you're doing already for. In the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay. Right here. Yeah. Yeah, I do. So what are you saying? okay, okay. Right here. Yeah. Right. They would come late because they would cook in the morning. Right, according to Agos Mordechai, yeah. Who says they were doing Borer? I mean, it's not...
Right, no, I'm saying that would be the case.
Right. Right. Yeah. Are you?
And I think when he asked the question about catering, I mean, I think the answer right there is saying that, I mean, as far as being at that day, if it takes you 9 hours to prepare for it, it's different based on the situation. If that's just Shem, the lady I'm married, my wife, it takes her 25 minutes to test the tape to prepare the food, then her time strength to do it is 25 minutes. But if another lady, it takes her, for the same amount of people, she just slow. It takes her 1 hour and 5 minutes, and that's her time strength. That's her 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Right.
So it's based on different...
Right, different people are different, right. But the question...
The question
is, your wife does it 25 minutes, but it doesn't have to be... But your wife probably also wants to do it right away, because she's very organized.
It only takes 25 minutes. She's not allowed to do it earlier because there's no need for her to do it earlier on that day for the next meal. Saying like if someone else it takes 2 hours for if I have a family of five and someone else's family of five and they're and that lady, all right, nice. But if I have a family of nine and my wife's very quick in the kitchen. You know, it only takes an hour to prepare. Another family of nine, I'm saying it might take a little longer, but for my wife, she only has the heter to work for an hour to start preparing for that hour. As opposed to someone else who takes longer, that person, her time, it takes her 2 hours. So that's her heter for 2 hours, and that's what it means before the meal. I don't think it means really to do it right after the meal to start preparing all the way until the next meal from Friday night to Shabbos afternoon, unless it takes you 17 hours to do it.
Right, so you're saying like Hagos Mordechai, you have to do it right before the meal.
No, in other words,
the amount of time it takes you, your wife could do it a half an hour, so that half an hour has to be right before the
meal. Yeah.
Right. But is that that's clearly what the Hagos Mordechai is saying. The question is, what is Rabbeinu Yerucham saying?
I think Rabbeinu, that's what I'm saying. I think he's not being as clear, but he says.
Who says Rabbeinu Yerucham is arguing with Hagos Mordechai? Maybe the Rabbeinu Yerucham is just saying for the next meal, meaning right before, even though he doesn't say it.
That's why he's not being specific. Otherwise, he'd be more specific. He's basically generalizing. I mean, he's giving you such a big time span by using the. I mean, it's a big day. I mean, it's a long period of time. So he's generalizing it. So I guess it's cheaper. He'd obviously agree. He doesn't need to go get so specific. He doesn't go into it.
Okay. Yeah. Al. Yeah. What do you mean the following meal? No. Why do you say that? Achudas means. Also Suda. That's Asa. So for another meal is Asa. Right. Yeah, that's how many learn, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah.
I think the issue is not when do you let start preparing. The issue is in your preparation, when do you let the start. So I think what he's saying is the Oto Suda means when you're doing the preparation for that meal, then you can do the bar necessary in the preparation for that meal, but not for a different meal. So if you're going to do your preparation Friday night after the Friday night Suda for Shabbos day,
yeah. You're
allowed to do the bar in that preparation.
So for the next meal?
Yeah. For the next meal.
Even if the next
that
meal.
That meal that you're preparing for. If you're preparing Friday night. After the Friday night meal.
For Shabbos lunch.
so that you can do the bar necessary for that preparation.
On Friday night.
That's
right. Because it's the next meal. Right. Okay. But okay. Now take it. Let's see the Rambam. Tell me how you learn Pshat in the Rambam. I'm not ruling out what Jacob was saying. Even, you know, it was within Rabbeinu Yerucham. You could say perhaps like Jacob. You could say perhaps like Avram. No, just the Pashup, you know, that's the next meal. Yeah. That maybe is the Pashup Shah. Does anyone say like Ari Safran? I have to check in the sources. yeah. So let's see the Rambam now. Let's look at Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam starts in Halacha Yud Beis. Bor ochel mitoch ha-psolas. O shayu lefanu shnei minei ochel rubira min mimin acher benapa v'kvar chaya v'kinan v'tom choy potter him bir b'yodo lechel alta mutter. For bor psolas mitoch ha-ochel afidu b'yodo achas chaya for bor turmusi mitoch ha-psolas shalem chaya v'mdei psolas shalem ha-tekes osom k'shi yishgu osom da-da-da. Next line. Habor ocham toch apsos biyodo lanicha filu bo biyom nasa kibor lo otsu b'chayef. So it's habor ocham toch apsolas, right? Filu bo biyom nasa kibor lo otsu b'chayef. That's what you're not allowed to do because you're not doing the altar. Right? It has to be. Habar ochel mitoch apsolos biyodo lanich afilu bo biyom nasa kibor lo otsu b'chayef. Hayu lefonim shnei minei ochlin murovin bor echad me'acher meniach lechol miyad. It has to be miyad la'alta. Now this is the key line. Vim bira v'hiniach la'achar zman afilu bo biyom kigon shibira b'shacharis lechol bein harbayim chayev. What's the time thing? And what's no good? Is he holding like the Rabbeinu Yerucham? Is he holding the Hagos Mordechai? Is it the third Shita? Like the Hagos Mordechai? But what's the example that he gives that's not miyad? Shachris to Bein Arbayim, that's what? What would be the modern, that would be doing it what? At 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock to for 4 o'clock. Bein Arbayim, what's Bein is Bein Arbayim? No, Bein Arbayim is not Bein Ashmoshos. No, Bein Arbayim means after Chatzos. After Chatzos is Bein Arbayim. So whereas Boker is Shachris means the morning until Chatzos. As you do it in the morning, to eat in the afternoon, that's not La'alter. So in other words, he says you need. you know, miyad. But miyad doesn't mean... whereas it's interesting. He says you need miyad. But he says, what's an example of something that's not miyad? From 10 o'clock to 3. But what about everything in between? Miyad to me means 10 minutes. So he says, it has to be miyad, but from 10 to 3 is no good. I understand, what if, but then what about everything in between? What about 10 to 11?
You can even say the other way. What about if you start the Borer 5 minutes before Chatzos? 5 minutes
Yeah, so... No. Because it's not a... There's nothing holy about Chatzos. Look, I'll be this halacha. It's not halacha's man. Lachas Ma means you're doing it sometime in the morning for the afternoon. Yeah, but yeah, halachically that's Shacharis from Ben Arbayim, but yeah, so maybe that's sort of along with what you're saying before. It's not a halachic day here. It's like so a little bit, you know, miyad to something greater, but like. What would he say to do it from 9, from 8 in the morning till 11? Would that also be not miyad or what? He's doing it in the morning. He's doing it in the morning for right. He doesn't. Maybe he's referring to the Suddhas?
Yeah. So if you're referring to the Suddhas,
what do you think he's saying?
Giving time. Specific time. Not
so what's the specific... So what is he saying?
10 to 4, and if it's anywhere farther than that, you can't do it. Anywhere before that, you can do it.
Right.
That's stealing the rock. You always, if you give it, you can give it as far as you can. Because all the people are reading it, you want them to understand that beforehand it's okay, and after it's not okay.
Right.
You don't say 10 to 4 and mean, oh, I meant 10 to 2.
Right.
10 to 4, you mean 10 to 4.
Right.
You
have to realize, like the Rambam, when they were talking, the Gemara and the Rambam, they didn't have clocks, and they didn't have Kevin. Like Rabbi Yerucham saying, or like who's saying? Well, Hagos Mordechai is not the Rach, right? The Rach was saying within the meal. Then we want to know what the din is before the meal. And can you... You think the Rabbi Yerucham would say it's okay? He's just saying miyad kipshuto. But why does he give an example of from Shachris to Ben Arbaim? You could just give an example from, you know... From Shachris and early Shachris to late Shachris. See?
I don't know if you need
And therefore. Yeah, okay. David? No, it was in between. So he's the same, basically, like Lagos Mordechai. So basically, so maybe he's saying like Rabbi Yeruchim. Albert's saying, well, in other words, because Halpidin, the halacha is that the Suda Rishona is supposed to be before Chatzos, and Shal Shudas is supposed to be after Chatzos. Right? So that's why he's giving you an example from the. But then, in other words, for Lachor, he would also agree to Jacob Shulder. In other words, for Friday night, you can't do it for Shabbos morning meal. Would he permit that or not? Would? Friday night for... Even though that's a long amount of time. No, but maybe he's saying the Rambam would say like Rabbi Yeruchim, but Jacob Shulder's version of Rabbi Yeruchim. So the Jacob Shulder sheet is that you can do it for the next meal, but it has to be... It can't be like from Friday night to Shabbos morning. It has to be within that, like, say, 12-hour period. Maybe that's a... Instead, in other words, Shabbos morning, you can wake up at 7 o'clock and do it for the 11 o'clock meal. Even though it's 4 hours, but that's for the next meal within somewhat of a close proximity. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, it is a din of meals. Right, so in other words, you say like Rabbi Yeruchim, it's not talking about a halachic day. So it has to be for the next meal, but not a halachic day. But and then it'll come out that the Rambam is saying the same thing. That he'll permit in the morning for the morning meal, in the afternoon for the afternoon meal. So he could be saying what Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying, but not to the degree that will permit Friday after the Friday night meal to do it for Shabbos lunch. Because that's already too much. That's too far. Because he says you have to have miyad, and then he says the thing that's no good is from Shachris to Ben Arbayim. Now, okay, look, I can't... Right, it could be you're right. I can't say... But my gut would be more like what you're saying. What? Jacob Shulder's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Right. Jacob Shulder's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Not everyone else's Rabbeinu. Jacob Shulder's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Maybe. Now let me ask you another question, the Rambam. When the Rambam says the din of Borer, he says there are two types of Borer. What are the two types of Borer? Solas from Ochel, and then Shnei Mine Ochlin. When he gives this example of what the shear of miyad is, and he talks about shachris to ben arbayim, which type of borer was he talking about? What? Shnei me'ochlin. Now, is there a possible way to be medayik that there's a different zman of borer between shnei mini ochlim versus psalchim psalcha ochel? Well, that's more chomer, yeah. and he only gives this kula by shnei min ochlin. But if it's mamish psol's gomer, maybe he would be machmir to say it's what? Is that a good diak or? Yeah, in other words, la'alter, if it's solus gomer, has to be mamish la'alter. But if it's shnei min ochlin, so then you have the broader thing. Well, he doesn't mean to say that. What do you say?
I don't think so.
But what do you think the Rambam thought?
I don't think the Rambam is mechalek either.
Even though he put it there.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have a... He separates the two. Right. And but when he gives this thing, this example, he gives it by the Shnei Minei Ochlin, and not by the by the Psolos. Could there be a different shear in that Zman? By Shnei Minei Ochlin, No, but maybe he praised it over there to say by the Shnei Minei Ochlin we're more lenient, but by the Psolos, then it has to be Mamish Miyat. So the Beis Yosef is the one who discusses this possible distinction. Let's learn the Beis Yosef together. This is the new tour. Rabosai, the farm sale is coming up. You can buy a new tour, right? If you want to buy a new tour. And they come in different sizes. I think there are like three sizes I've seen. There's the very big. Then there's a small and a very small. Oh no? I saw it for the first time. A very small. I happen to like big things. You know, like a nice big page. You can see it in my eyes, you know. So this is a good thing to have. I don't know if necessarily you need to buy it now in your life, but it's something that's good to have. Yeah, when is the farm sale begin? When is that? Tuesday? Wednesday? Wednesday evening is the first night? So what do you say, Svi? You're working there? So what are the predictions of the... What? The full set of the big tours? How much are they selling for? How much? But you buy it as a set. So how much is the... What? You buy it by a box, you buy the set. What, the tour? Separate volumes or separate... What's the set? How much is the set? It's a lot. Which one? The new blue, the blue ones. Four volume blue ones. It's a steal. Imri Baruch, how much is it selling for? Yeah, I don't know which biographies are they selling. Silvera, I always recommend Silvera. It's a print. Okay, look in the Beis Yosef, page 8, the bottom. Shir la'alter. Kosu al-Rosh Varan, b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. So first he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, l'hainu shir, mashem meisev, ala shulchan bo'su suda bu'vat. Hey, Kosu harav. Hamagid. Perkhes. Hey, Kosu Rabbeinu Yeruchim Perk Shmini. אבל שכוסף קודם לכם זה לשון אפילו ביד שאמרנו דמותו דווקא לאלתר כלומר לא עושה סודו אבל לבוא ביום כלומר שבורא מניח לסודו אחרס שלא עושה יום בעצמו עושה נראה דהכי כלומר שמבורא אחר סודו now he's explained the Rabbeinu Yeruchim fourth line ונראה לי דהכי כלומר שאם בורא אחר סודו כל שבורא לצורך סודו אחרס בעושה יום בעצמו הביא לאלתר אם כשהוא בתוך סודו בורא אינו יוכל לברא לצורך עושה סודו לבד כי נבור קודם סודו צורך לאוכלם בתוך הסוד הראשונה. אם הישה מהם עד אחר שעומד מסודוסו, לא מקרי לאלתר וחייב. What is he saying? This is סודו סודו. Not like the Yankees. Then he says, Amordechai, cost of the dafkul haskev lechol acher birasov. Sorry, you have to do it right away. Suda b'suda is not good. It's too liberal. Aval lechol acher shah nasa kibor lotsa. Right, and then he quotes the Rambam. He says, "V'Rambam perkes cost of is elishono habor ochel mitoch psolus or shayu l'fon of shnei minei ochlin ubir min b'min." So he quotes the Rambam. So then, skip till the end of the Rambam. The first word on the line is Bein Harbaim. Bein Harbaim. Umash b'de l'shari el livro k'dei lochol miyad achar b'rosho k'divri ha-Mordechai. Right? He wants to say that the Rambam's holding like the Mordechai. V'efshar shekol shabor l'tzorach suda kol zman shemesev ozo suda choshev la'alter k'divri ha-Mordechanano. So maybe he holds like Rabbeinu Chananel in the meal, but if you do it before the meal, you have to follow the Mordechai. So if it's three, four hours, so nira midvarav sheish chilek ben bor ochel mitochem solos the bor ochel echad me'acher. Whereas maybe the Rambam is making a chilek that the 3-4 hour thing, he's makil. The bevorah ochem talk up solos chayev. Bevorah ochem echad miachel lo mchayev elim kein beir shachrus lechol bein arbayim. Whereas he's saying maybe 3-4 hours is not a problem. It's only a problem if you do it from eight o'clock to eat at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a problem. Like in a totally different time zone with a substantial amount of time. But that's a problem by Shnei Minim. But by Ochel Psolos, you have to be machmir even a little bit. El She'eni Yodeh Minayin Lo, Chilak Zeh. He says, where does he get that from? The Imlonis Kavilakach, and maybe he didn't mean that. Right? He's not so. But then Kosha, my Palginu Batarti. If he didn't mean it, so why did he put it into two? Why did he divide it into two different categories of Psalms from Ochel and Ochel from Ochel? But I think, so how is it brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 10? In Shulchan Aruch is brought down Habar Ochel Mitoch Psalas, so you shall have one of Shnei Minei Ochlin, Ubirim min mi min echad benapo b'kvar chay b'kinim tov chapadar v'alosav b'irim b'yaduk t'ay lochum v'alto mutar haga chol ma shabor el sorach oso suda shemesev ba miyad mikri alter. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Fil achem ochlim imo shari l'chay mutar liver hayerek shekarim shlad min alam m'poshim shabo chol ma shatorach lochol b'oso suda. So how is he saying pshat? So they're also suda. Take a look. One second, I'm going to say. Take a look on page 12. He says, "Vein a kori la'alter el samach l'suda mamish." Like that goes Mordechai. Aval lo yochal ad lachar shah osa. A kol shehu samuch l'suda mutter liver l'sar kol osa suda. Right? In other words, you have to do it right before the suda, but then you can do it before the suda for the whole suda. Even though the suda is going to take 5 hours. So you have to do it for the next suda, but not like the Rabbeinu Yerucham that you see, that's why it could be suffering is really right in the end. That Rabbeinu Yerucham is not saying anything different than the Mordechai. And Lo Sasuda means it has to be Samuch Lo Sasuda, and then you can do it for the whole Lo Sasuda. But he doesn't mean to give a heter that once it's after the next Suda, it could be the whole thing is Lo Dubin Velo Yar, this whole distinction that Rabbeinu Yerucham. I'm not positive, but you're, in other words, to say that there's a machlokis hagos Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rabbeis Yosef thinks there is. So Rabbeis Yosef Luchara is saying that according to hagos Mordechai has to be right before, and according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, as long as it's for the next meal, right? In other words, as long as you finish that meal, now you can start for the next meal. But it could be that there is no machlokas, that Rabbeinu Yerucham also meant that it has to be right before. But the idea is, one, it has to be right before, but then it could be for the entire meal. Then you could do all the borers that you need for the whole meal, even though that meal is going to take some time. Because that's derech achila, that's not derech otzer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. Right, well, Rabbeinu Hananel's talking about when you do, in the meal. What about before? He doesn't say beferish what they did is before the meal. So I think what the Shulchan Aruch Harav is putting together, the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Mordechai. Basically, he's putting them together. So, Rabbosai, that's what the poskim normally say, that you should be machmir, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav here. Lubavitch just think alike, yeah. All right. So you mechaven the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Dida notzach. So what's the shear? So Pashtus is, so Rav Moshe in the Tshuva writes, take a look at Rav Igros Moshe on page 6. He quotes Dagos Mordechai in the Iri. Dilhaniach lacharshah havi kibar lotzer. Heinu b'shulchan aruch hagraz. Shulchan aruch hagraz is shulchan aruch harav. Graz means go and Rav Zalman. Shneir Zalman. Egli tal. So they say, in other words, they have to. So Dagos Mordechai says that if you do it lachar shah, it's also. So does that mean you have to mamish medaktek to have a 60-minute clock that has to be within 60 minutes? Because Dagos Mordechai does use the lashon of shah. So he says, no. Ein shah zu shal shir shah, el azman shah derechu li'isha zu shah misaberes ha'ochlin lasuda, kono zafil shoktan osa. Whereas it doesn't mean 60 minutes. Clock 60 minutes. It means whatever it takes for the woman to normally prepare for the meal, that's the amount of time that she gets. Because if it normally takes her an hour, so she gets an hour, but the hour has to be right before the meal. If it takes her half an hour, then she has to do the half an hour right before the meal. If you look, there's one more Magen Avraham. It's not in Hilchas Bora, it's in Hilchas Tochen, because by Tochen also there might be a concept of La'alter. The Magen Avraham writes on page 11, the Gam HaRav Beis Yosef Kosev Lizor Lachtoch Lachatichas Gedolos Ktsas. Right, in other words, this is separate malacha. This Magen Avraham is not, this halacha is not here in Hilchas Bore. It's in Hilchas Tochen. But the halacha is that if you cut pieces, cut something up into small pieces, that's the din of Tochen. So then, we permit it sometimes, according to some, if it's la'alter. If you're doing Tochen, dak, if it's la'alter, that could be permissible. So what's la'alter? So the Magen Avraham says, "Aval b'minuseinu nogu lachtoch atznon dak ma'od v'ish lema misha yismocho al kolparim asu lasos ad yitzias beis haknesses divina samach lusu demamish." As he says, when you come home from shul, that's yitzias beis haknesses. That's the amount of time. Right, so they didn't have the. We're not talking about the Ashkenazim. Unless you have the. You eat the meal early. Right. So there's nothing holy about coming out from shul. It just means. The point is, you do it right away. So to rely on the Rabbeinu Yerucham, when Ari is suffering, really, his time is the Rabbeinu Yerucham is not really saying that. Maybe b'shas hadchak we should do that, but lechatchila certainly you should do it right before. Yeah. Again, there's nothing wrong with preparing if you're not doing borer. That's only if you're doing borer. You can prepare Friday night for Shabbos lunch. If there's no borer, it's not a din of preparing. It's a din of preparing through borer. If there's no borer there, then go do it 9 o'clock at night for 11 o'clock in the morning. You should do it right at the end. Okay. Rabbi Osei, we'll continue next week with Hashem. I think these halachas, Rabosa, are very, very important. You know, Shabbos comes once a week for the rest of your life. So, and how often in life are you going to get the opportunity to really go through Hilchas Shabbos, you know, well? You know, you'll always have these kitzur books that you can read, but you know, that's not going through it well. Those people who wrote it might have gone through it well. But to see the sources for yourself going through it well, this is a unique opportunity. I mean, the yeshiva usually learns Shabbos maybe once every 15 years. So you're lucky that we got a Shabbos year here. Because I would assume the next time they're going to learn Shabbos is maybe in 15 years. So come back in 15 years. Okay. We'll start Chumash in a minute.